Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So today we're reading from Canto 1, Chapter 1. This is text number 8. What I'll be chanting is Sanskrit. And then everyone responds. It's the verse that's on the board. And then I'll be reading the word for word, and then the translation, and then the purport, which is an overview of the translation.
Vettatam samyatat sarvam. Tatvatastad anugrahat. Bruyasnigdasya shishyasya. Gurava guyam apyuta. Vetatvam samyatat sarvam. Tatvatastad anugrahat. Bruyasnigdasya shishyasya. Gurava guyam apyuta. Vetatvam samyatat sarvam. Tatvatastad anugrahat. Bruyasnigdasya shishyasya. Gurava guyam apyuta.
Someone else, please.
Sam samyatat sarvam. Vetatvam samyatat sarvam. Vetatvam samyatat sarvam. Tatvatastad anugrahat. Shishyasya.
Ladies, please.
Vita,
you are well conversant.
Swam,
your honor.
Somya,
one who is pure and simple.
Tat,
those.
Sarvam,
all.
Tatvata,
in fact.
Tat,
there.
Anugrahat,
by the favor of.
Bruyo,
will tell.
Stignasya,
of the one who is submissive.
Shishasya,
of the disciple.
Gurava,
the spiritual masters.
Guyam,
secret.
Api Uta,
endowed with. Translation. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has sung in his famous 8 stanzas on the spiritual masters as follows. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Only by his satisfaction can one please the personality of Godhead. When one is dissatisfied and when he is dissatisfied, there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. It is essential, therefore, that a disciple be very much obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Sutta Goswami fulfilled all these qualifications as a disciple, and therefore he was endowed with all favors by his learned and self-realized spiritual masters, such as Srila Vyasadeva and others. The sages of Namasharanya were confident that Srila Sutta Goswami was bona fide. Therefore, they were anxious to hear from him. Om Gyanatamananda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namaha. So there's a lot of good points that Srila Prabhupada is making here in this purport, just to kind of bring all the students up to speed. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a scripture that has come in the chain of the cyclic succession from sages going all the way back to Krishna. So it's coming down in the chain of the cyclic succession. And it's being spoken by, this is Srila Vyasadeva, he's the author. And so it's important to note that just like anything in life, in school, that math, for example, 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. This is taught by a teacher who has a particular qualification, who's gone to school, he's gotten his degree, and so the math is math, and he's teaching it. You're learning from a bona fide person, and you trust that person because he has his license, and he's teaching. In this case, we're saying math. In this particular situation here, there's a chain of sages that comes down from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada, who sits to our left, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he came to the United States in 1965 to spread this Krishna consciousness. We call Krishna God Krishna because Krishna means all-attractive. So God is an all-attractive person. So these purports are written by Srila Prabhupada. And this way, when we're reading the purports or when we're reading the translations, we're not speculating about what it means. We don't have all these different understandings. Srila Prabhupada clarifies everything in all of his purports. And there are many, many books that he's written. It just so happens this one here, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, so this is the first book, Chapter 1, text number 8. So we're on the eighth text. So we're a little over 8 days into starting over from the beginning of his writings, of his teachings. So an important point that Srila Prabhupada is making here is to be submissive to the spiritual master. Not that we know better than the spiritual master, not that we know better than the teacher, but that we're submissive and we want to hear and we want to learn from the spiritual master. Religions need a spiritual guide. So Srila Prabhupada is our spiritual guide. He's our spiritual teacher. And we hear from him. And then some of the devotees have been practicing this Krishna consciousness for 50 years, even more than 50 years. So they're representing Srila Prabhupada. And so there are those devotees who are extremely learned and advanced in the science of Krishna consciousness, in this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We have these classes every single day. In all of our centers throughout the world, we have Srimad Bhagavatam classes. So Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, the secret of success in spiritual life is satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his blessings. So every morning, we at 4:30 in the morning, we come before the deities of Krishna and we, as you saw, we were singing, we were chanting here with the musical instruments, the mridanga, and the kartals, the little symbols. We chant prayers to the spiritual master. Those are called the guru, and you've probably heard this word before, guru. Guru Vastika prayers, okay? So these are the 8 prayers to the guru that we say every morning. I'm not catching up on any text messages. So the prayer that we sing, Samsara Dava Nara Lila Loka. I'm just going to go through the Sanskrit here. Samsara Dava Nara Lila Loka Trinaya Karunya Ganaganatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanavindam. And each line, the last line in all of these prayers, ends in Vande Guru Shri Charanavindam. Translation of that is, the spiritual master is receiving the benediction from the ocean of mercy, just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it. So the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Okay, and this just... Okay. The second verse, Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nicha Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasorasena Romanchakampa Shrutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing and playing musical instruments, the spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind. Sometimes his hair stands on end and he feels quivering in his body and tears flow from his eyes like torrents, like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Shivigrahara dananichanana shingaratan mandira marjanado yukta shibaktam chaniyunjang topi vande guroshri charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temples, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Swavana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangham Kritvaiva Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasadam, he is satisfied. So Bhagavat Prasadam, what is that? So Bhagavat Prasadam is what we eat every day. We're vegetarians, no meat, fish, eggs, or chickens. And Prasadam is translated as the Lord's mercy. And so we see that when we're offering foodstuffs, vegetarian foodstuffs to the spiritual master and the deities, then what we're given back is called prasadam. It's spiritual food, sanctified spiritual food. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Sri Radhika Madhavayurapara Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Namnam Pratikshanasva Dana Lolopasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava and their qualities, names, and forms. The spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Sijai Yayali Bir Yuktir Apekshaniya Tatrati Dakshad Antivalabhasya Vande Guroshi Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Shakshadarit Venasamasta Shastar Uktastata Bhavyata Evasadvi Kintu Praburya Priya Evatasya Vande Guroshi Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasyat prasadan naga ti kutopi dayam tuvam stasya yasatrisanyam vande guru Sri charanaravindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master. At least three times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. So, glorifying the spiritual master is very important. Glorifying Krishna is very important. Glorifying the devotees is very important. So, in order to please God, in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, again, we call God Krishna because Krishna means all attractive. God has many names, many incarnations, just like you look at the ocean and you see the waves coming. So there's unlimited waves. God has unlimited names. But again, we call God Krishna all attractive. And so by pleasing the spiritual master, by pleasing the teacher, ultimately we're pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we're not pleasing the spiritual master, then we're not pleasing Krishna. Then, as Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, that there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. Okay? So, this is a spiritual path. Of course, we have our material side as well, where we may have, some devotees have businesses, where we, you know, we have to take care of our families. And so, as I was speaking earlier with Wes and Tanner, you know, so I have my businesses, and that supports my family. I also give and support this temple and other projects, other activities, spiritual activities that we do. So, you know, those contributions go to help to put on all those, say, festivals. So it's a team effort. We're a family here. And again, by pleasing the spiritual master, then we become happy. We get all the blessings. But we can't be not obedient to the instructions of the spiritual master and expect that there's not going to be havoc and expect that everything is going to go very nicely. Srila Prabhupada writes here, it is essential, therefore, that a disciple be very much obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Imagine if you have your teacher and you have books that you're studying from. And then you start telling your teacher, well, you know, this is not what this means, and you're not being submissive, and you start arguing. That's not going to be very good for, you know, ultimately passing the course and then going on to something else. Now this, what I just spoke, that was on the board, the Sanskrit, this was actually spoken on the banks of the Ganges in India. And it was spoken before the sages of Namisharanya. So even sages, they were hearing from a bona fide person. So it's important to ask questions, to approach a spiritual master. Bhagavad Gita says, Tadvidi paripatena pariprasneva sevaya upate janti ganam ganinas tadfidarshinaha. So it's important to approach a spiritual master and not to speculate or fabricate our own religion, our own philosophy, you know, that this is the way to God. And whatever God we may believe in, there's so many different gods. If one follows very, very, very strictly the instructions of that spiritual master, then they can become lovers of God. So here we're chanting, Hallowed be thy name. We're chanting God's name. And so we do this every morning from 4:30 until 8:30. This is what was called Guru Puja. This is the prayers glorifying the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. That's what we did when you come in. Every year you come in at 7 o'clock. We say prayers before the deities, and then we have Guru Puja, and then we have Bhagavatam class. And then we have breakfast. So there's so much that we can discuss here from these books, because it's unlimited. It's like a big ocean. The ocean is so vast, it's so big. And it takes years to go through every book, have a class, discuss. But I didn't want to take too much more time. I wanted to see if anybody had any comments or questions or something they would like to add to anything that I had said. Right, and that's what we've done before. It's kind of nice one-on-one. You have some questions. Some people may be a little shy to want to raise their hand and speak in front of others. So we can definitely do that. Archita Prabhu, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Satyananda, for making a nice presentation. It's very important to clarify that last point that you made. I think you wanted to make it the way I'm going to say it, but you didn't. Because one of the misconceptions people have about this path that we're following is that there are many gods. There are not many gods. There's one supreme being. This is a monotheistic tradition. Now, as you said earlier, approaching from different aspects or different points of view, you may call God different names, but it's the same person, just like we have one president here in the United States. And some people call him Mr. President. Some people call him the Donald. Some people call him Rascal, depending on how you feel towards him. Some people wish he didn't exist, just like some people wish God didn't exist. There is no God. God is dead. That's your wishful thinking. So similarly, there's one supreme being, God. God means the supreme being, the source of everything. And that name that we have for him in this particular spiritual path that we follow is Krishna. As he explained, that means the all-attractive person. But in other paths, you may call him Jehovah or Yahweh or Allah, which means the great, like that. You may have different names, but you're dealing with the same person. It's not that because somebody calls God Allah, he's now dealing with a different God. No, there's only one God, just like there's only one president, whether you call him the Donald or Mr. President, or it's the same person. So similarly, there's one God, depending on your point of view, your tradition, you may call him by a different name, but there's only one God. There's not many gods.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. And again, please feel free to approach anyone and ask questions. Okay. Hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.